Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
Yes, I have a potential claimant to transfer you. I submitted her information via the portal. Her first name is Raquel, last name Moore.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so Raquel, she's going to take care of you from here, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, Miss Raquel, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. I just want to verify your phone number. Is this 706-881-3286?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. My name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll just ask you a few quick questions. Was this for yourself or someone that you know that used the Depo Provera?
Self.
For yourself? Okay, and then just to verify, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents or contracts with another law firm for this?
Correct.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were? Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you get any treatment or any surgeries?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. What was the name of the facility where you got treatment?
Piedmont Noonan.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Piedmont Noonan.
Okay, Pete Martin Newton?
Yes, ma'am. Piedmont, yes, ma'am.
Okay, where is that located?
It's in 745 Poplar Road, Noonan, Georgia.
Noonan, Georgia, okay. I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time? I heard 745, you said Poplar Road?
Poplar, P-O-P-L-A-R.
Oh, Poplar, okay. Poplar Road, Noonan, Georgia. Okay, Piedmont, Noonan, okay. That's where you received treatment?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and where were you prescribed the Depo Provera?
Ma'am?
Where were you prescribed the Depo Provera?
From my other doctor, it was in Columbus.
Uh-huh. Okay, what was the name of that facility?
The primary clinic is 7. You want the address?
Yes, please.
7301.
Uh-huh.
Blackman Road. Columbus, Georgia.
Blackman Road, Columbus, Georgia. Okay.
31909.
31909. Okay. That's where you were prescribed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is that Piedmont Urgent Care? Or what was the name of the facility?
The primary clinic.
Oh, the primary clinic. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called? Primary clinic?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for them?
I had to look it up. I give it to you
mm-hmm.
by the end of the call. I'm going to look it up. I forgot my contact. Well, I got a new phone.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
I lost all my contact. Check it. It's been so far back. Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
I can get it later. Can I give it to you later?
Later? Okay. Yeah, no problem. Okay. And then have you ever been diagnosed with cancer prior?
No.
No. Okay. And what was the date of the diagnosis for the meningioma?
I say February 9th, 2020.
February 9th of 2020. Okay. Yes. And besides yourself, was there anybody else in your family or friends that used the Depo Provera?
Not that I know of.
No. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
9/15/1992.
Okay. All right. And then did you consume the injectable contraceptive, the brand name of Depo-Provera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in the 1 year, once every 3 months?
Yes. Yes, once every 3 months. Yes, ma'am.
Once every 3 months. Okay. And then did you use it between January of 1992 through the present date?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. And what year did you first use it?
2017.
2017. Okay. When was the last year that you used it?
2020.
2020. Okay. And can you verify your gender for me?
Female.
Female. Okay. And then I do have your full name. I have Raquella Moore. Do you have a middle name?
Driana, D-R-E, capital A-N-N-A.
Driana. Okay, perfect. And then last name Moore. Can you verify your social security number for the attorney?
254-85-6165.
6165 is the last 4?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then I have an email here. It's moreraquella@icloud.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And are you able to receive text messages and open email on your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. The reason why I'm asking is because it looks like we're moving forward here. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign. It's the retainer agreement that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then can you verify your full mailing address?
501 Union, UNION,
uh-huh.
Street, LaGrange, Georgia, 30241.
You said LaGrange?
Yes, ma'am.
Georgia, 30241. Okay, perfect. Is there a unit number or a suite number, anything like that?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay, perfect. Is that considered Troop County?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Just want to make sure it's the right one. Okay. All right. And then do you have a copy of your medical records that you can provide to the attorneys, whether electronically or through mail?
Yes, I can get them for you.
You can? Okay, perfect. All right. And then the last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period of time. This just prevents any disruptions in the case so that we can continue with the case. So if we can't reach you, we'll reach out to them so that they can get a hold of you. So for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
Separate, but she probably can get in touch with me.
Uh-huh. Okay, no problem. And then what is their relationship to you?
Aunt.
Sorry, one more time?
My aunt.
Your aunt. Okay, perfect. And then what is her full name?
Isis, I-S-I-S.
Uh-huh.
Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N.
Isis Watson. Okay. And her phone number?
706-594-6710.
Okay, perfect. And can you provide her mailing address?
I don't know her address.
No. Okay, that's fine. Do you know her email?
I think it's isjalen.
Mm-hmm. Can you spell that for me?
isjalen.
Uh-huh.
Charter.
Uh-huh.
C-H-A-R-T, charter.net.
.net, okay, at charter.net, okay. All right, and that's Isis Watson, your aunt. All right, so that's it for the questionnaire here. Let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly. And like I said, I'll send over the DocuSign. Have you done one of those before?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, perfect. It's just going to be a few initials, a few signatures, And then it's a medical release form that gives permission to the attorneys to access your medical records. You can put me on speaker now if you need to. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or any issues navigating the page. I can help you out, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. I'm going to send it to your email and also through a text message. It's the same document, just whichever one's easier for you to open. All right, give me 1 second. It'll say Natalia wants to send a DocuSign, or it'll say Mass Tort Strategies, one of those two.
I'm going to look at my junk.
Okay, and then while you do that, I'm going to send you another text message with my direct desk line and the phone number of the law firm that will be representing you, which is Pulaski, okay?
So I need to get started again?
Were you able to open it okay?
Yes, I said it says start sending and sign. So I need to do it again.
No, it should just be one time. Let me see. Oh, I just got the notification. It looks like everything's signed. You click the finish button.
Okay.
You did. Okay, so everything's signed. You'll get another email with a copy of everything that you signed, so you have that for your records. Now, the next thing you can expect is just give the attorneys about 5 to 10 business days so that they can review the information, and then they'll call you, they'll do a case verification, and then they'll let you know if they need more information or what to expect next, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. That's it for this call today. I appreciate your time, and I'll send you that text so you can save the numbers. If you have any questions or any concerns, please, you can call me or you can text me, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day. Bye-bye.